This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it's in the WBEN survey, which has been open all morning long and is still open. Testing, testing, testing. Have you or will you have been tested for the COVID-19 or the antibodies test? And we'd like to know, only 1% I have done it. Basically, that's it. 97% hasn't. And we'd like to know if you are among the 1%, how it was, where it was, what kind of a test was it, how did you react to it, and things like that. Second thing was a secondary subject yesterday, but moved to the head of the class. Should the churches be moved up? I was wondering when I first saw it, why are they in the last phase? It's not hard to separate in the churches. I think very easy. Just get some of that little blue tape and shut off certain sections or every other row. You do every other row and then every other seat in every other row. How hard is that? The math is even easy. So should they be moved up? They're number one on the White House list and number four, the last one here. Let's go to Jason in Buffalo, which is line two. Jason, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How you holding up?
I'm doing fine, Jason. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's just a little ironic that 10 minutes after I got tested this morning, I turned on BEN, and there you were asking for people who were getting tested.
I'm glad you got tested. What did you get tested for?
So both. They did the antibody and the blood draw, the antibody and the nasal swab. They did both. You get the nasal swab first, which was fine, by the way. I heard so many people talking about how bad it is. They stick that nasal swab up in your brain or whatever.
Remember what the president said early on? He said, they put it up your nose and take a right at your eye.
No, it was really fine. I had no issues with that. And then after the nasal swab, you get the blood draw to show, you know, to find out if you have the antibody. They said it takes about 5 to 7 days to get the results. And I had Jericho Road Community Health Center is doing these tests. Today they're doing them over on Kensington, by Clyde Street. It's right between Bailey and Grider, basically. It's at a place called 8 Days of Hope.
So were you required to get a test, or you just did it because you wanted to know?
I was not required. I did it because I wanted to know. My wife had it done a few weeks ago. She came back negative. She had only had the antibody test. So now Jericho Road Community Health Center is performing both tests, and they do a great job. I mean, it's really efficient. They're doing it tomorrow over in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood. I don't work for Jericho Road, but I'm a huge fan.
Oh, beautiful. Do you work, or are you out of work, or what's your position?
Hey, I actually work for an organization, and we manage Jericho Road's properties called 716 Ministries. So I just figured because of my relationship with them, I should probably get tested.
So. That's a good idea. Well, good. Congratulations. Your wife is through the that part of it, and you're going to be through it when you get the results. And good luck, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much, Sandy.
Okay, Jason. Thank you. Good. He had both done today. Let's go to, I got time for another one. Line three would be Lily Ann in Grand Island. Lily Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, Lily Ann. What's new with you? What's going on?
Well, a couple of things I called about. One, I had the antibody testing and at Quest, and it was less than 24 hours that I received online the results. I was negative.
Good.
I was hoping I'd be one of those people without symptoms and have the antibodies, but I did not. But it was
The antibody test. Okay, I was thinking of the other test. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a blood draw at Quest, and I went about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I did a walk-in because if I would have waited for an appointment, I would have had to have wait for a week. And I got up about 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and there was the results on my email. So it was fast. It was easy. And the other thing you brought up a little while ago, you were talking about buying a new car.
Yes.
Last month my husband bought a new car.
Oh, great. Congratulate him for me. That's had to be a good day for both of you.
Well, it wasn't too bad of a process. He just thought maybe it would be a good time to buy a car, and you were talking about that, and it was. It was a great time to buy a car. And they show you online all the vehicles. We were able to go to the lot. Nobody was there and take a look. And, of course, we had been thinking about this for like 6 months anyway. So we...
Great.
About the vehicle. But then what happens is you fill out all the paperwork, and when you go in by appointment only, you're allowed to drive the car.
But you can't have the salesperson with you, right?
No salesperson with you. And then if you're happy with it, then you go in and you sign on the dotted line. So it wasn't a bad process at all. I guess it would be a bad process if you were not sure of the kind of vehicle you wanted.
Yeah, if you had not done any homework, see, I'm glad you went to the lot. I always go to the lot. That's the first thing I do. You did your homework. You knew what you wanted. They offered a good deal, and you followed the rules, and now you're going to have a new car. That's terrific. Congratulations.
Yeah, so we went home with the vehicle on the same day that we picked it up. So I think we bought it like on a Friday, and it was ours on Tuesday. We were able to go in on a Tuesday, and everything worked out.
Some of the happiest days of my life are the days that I'm going to pick up the new car. The deal's been done. Everything, my old car, which I loved to pieces, but I had to kiss it goodbye because it's time for another one. And everything's been taken out of there. The keys are put together in a group. I go in there and sign my name 54 times, and that's New York, and write a nice big check and say, this is such a great day. I just love that day. Lily Ann, thank you for sharing that good news with us. We appreciate the call. Okay, bye-bye. Wow, isn't that nice? Tony, your classic truck.
Classic.
That's how we're going to describe it. Classic. Just turned 150,000?
Yeah, 150,000 miles. I think it was Sunday. Monday morning I achieved that and pulled over, took a picture of the odometer. It was like, I've never had a vehicle with this many miles on it.
The most I've ever had is 116,000 miles. I had it on a Ford Aerostar. I saw the Aerostar when I was at the fair. The Aerostar had just about to come out, and they had one at the Ford display at the fair. And I had that pointed nose, which was different. And even though it was a van, and I wasn't even looking for a van, I just liked the looks of it. And it turned out to be a great vehicle. Took it up to Wisconsin with me and put, I think, like 113, 116, something like that. But yours 150. I can't even touch that, Tony. You are the champ.
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that it stays like that. Thank you, Jim Zakia, for keeping it running. But I can't picture you in an Astro van. I don't know why. It just is not computing with me.
It's because I like the design. Remember, at that time, it had a futuristic-looking design. The
right.
front came down to a point. They even had a window, which was a triangle, just below the A-pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I liked it. I just liked it. If I like something, I just go for it. Okay, we got plenty of callers, and we'll get to some more of them after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN. During the breaks and whatever, I have two people, one in each ear. I have Bernadette on one ear and Tony in the other, telling me interesting little tidbits. Tony, you told me that in the Dark Ages, there was a virus that was widespread.
Plague.
The plague.
Yeah.
A plague. And then when they finally got through it and they conquered it, what did they do?
They celebrated with alcohol and orgies.
Alcohol and orgies.
Yes.
See,
wine and orgies.
We ought to do something like that here. And because, for one thing, we don't have to worry about the orgies because that's why they have the social distancing program.
True.
It's even the manliest of those men... couldn't overcome the social distancing 6 feet rule.
Stay away.
So that's why they had it. Good, they're very smart. Let's go to line four. This would be Joe in Tonawanda. Joe, thanks for calling. You're on WBEN.
Sure. About the catching of the virus, I got to tell you, for the whole year of 2019, I was a rideshare driver with Lyft and Uber. And I only live a half a mile from the university, and it's all Asian students there. And I guess I picked up probably around 2,000 to 3,000 people because there were two and three people in the car at the same time. I would pick up guys that I would be talking out of going to class because they'd be in my back seat literally dying. I mean, just sneezing and coughing. And I caught something around March. And it was just a sniffles, blowing my nose. That went away, no problem. So I called my doctor, and I said, throw a script Quest in for me, see if I got this thing or if I was exposed to it. And I got to tell you, I was floored when the results came back negative.
Wow, that was a large exposure for you, but I bet you were very happy that it came back negative.
Yes, I was, but I just couldn't believe it. You must have to touch it and, you know, get it right on your skin and have it go into your eyes or your nose in order to get it.
Yeah, and they tell us it's airborne. With that number of people. I think they've changed the rules now on the rideshare, right? So you can't have a backseat full of people anymore.
They say we changed it, but, you know, it's up to the driver.
Okay.
If you see three or four people, you're going to get a bigger fare, so you're going to pick them up. But I don't rideshare. I don't do that. I stopped that in September because I just couldn't stand doing it anymore. I just couldn't do it anymore. Just too many people, too many weird people, too strange, and the rate was getting, you know, I put 35,000 miles on my car in 1 year, and it didn't make.
Wow.
I think I made like 13,000. It was terrible.
Wow, that's a lot of mileage there. Well, first of all, I'm very glad you called, and I'm very glad that you were tested negative. Good for you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Buzzy, did you put a lot of mileage on your car when you were doing that?
I have a lot of mileage in my car, yes.
For a lot from that?
From that, and I do a lot of traveling, but yeah, I put a ton.
On the Buzzmobile.
But it still works great, so I'm not complaining.
Did you say at the beginning of the show you are going to be tested, or you have been tested?
I'm looking for an antibody test, yes.
Oh, okay.
But like Tony, I mean, everyone seems to be offering it, but I'm just trying to get an appointment because there's really no walk-up. I'm used to just last-minute walk-up, so I'm going to have to make an appointment and go somewhere and get it. But I'm very interested in Tony's results because I think he may have already had it. And if he did, then I think there's a good chance you and I might have the antibodies as well.
Yeah, because you guys were in the same room with me.
Yes, Tony, just remember, we're Italian, and if we test positive, it's a word called revenge. Don't forget it, Ellie. We used to like you.
There's a dish with your name on it.
Call Janet Snyder. Ask if she wants to make a trade. We'll take Wheeze.
Jeez, thanks, guys.
We're with you through thin.
I don't understand why it's taking so long. You know, I made my appointment last week, and I'm not going to be seen until the 6th. So if not as many people are, requesting tests, then why is it taking so long?
That's a good
question. The site of the test? You know,
Quest is doing it.
Oh, Quest.
Yes.
Okay, good. Quest is good people.
Yeah.
I get my blood tested there all the time for diabetes.
Yeah, and I have one right by my house. That's where I'm going to go.
The thing about Quest, too, is that's all they do. They inject needles, so they're very good at it. In all my years, I think I had one person that wasn't that good at it. But everybody else is just amazing how good they are.
Yeah, they really are.
Sandy, it's funny. You said that you don't watch when the needle, when they poke
the
needle.
Yeah, I just turn my head so I don't watch.
See, I'm the opposite because if I turn my head, then the fear and anticipation of that needle will drive me crazy. So I have to watch them stick the needle in my vein.
No, you know what I do? I try and pick out a spot on the wall or something where I turn my head and just focus on that until it's done.
Oh, okay.
And if you do that, it's better. I mean, that's the way I do things. If I'm anticipating something I don't like, I just turn my head and just move on.
I'm a little bit different than you guys. I sit there and say, bring it. The bigger the needle, the better.
Oh, you're a tough guy, huh?
I go the tough guy route. It really doesn't bother me.
I'm going to call Quest and have him use that square needle that I
The see. Rusty one.
The rusty square needle. Dripping with WD-40. So that the Democrats can say, see, talk show hosts want you to do things with WD-40 and square needles.
Yes.
You just see it now. Where's Eric Holder when you need him? Let's go to Jennifer in Amherst. Jennifer, you're on WBEN. She's in line two. Jennifer.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you have for us today, Jennifer?
Well, I'm talking about mileage on the vehicles, and I have a 2006 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, and I just hit over 230,000 miles.
Get out. Well, first of all, I love the Jeep Grand Cherokee because I've had a couple in the last couple of years. I got one now. They are great vehicles, but I've never heard of that kind of mileage. Wow, that's terrific.
I had a red light on my way to work, and I just happened to look down, and it was exactly 230,000 with all the zeros. And I said, oh, my gosh, I got to take a picture. I sent it to my mom. Oh, by the way, hi, Mom. She's a very avid listener.
Wow, a Jeep should do a commercial with you because that's terrific. That's a good vehicle, too. It's a good all-around vehicle, good winter vehicle. You can schlep stuff in it if you want to. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I sent an email to Jeep, but I never got a response. I figured I'd get a little something, like at least, 15 minutes of fame on TV.
Yeah, don't some manufacturers offer a badge that you put on your grill for certain miles achieved?
They do that with some European cars. I know that, where they put the badge in there. So have you been tested, Jennifer?
I have not, no.
Are you going to get tested?
I would like to at least try the antibodies. I was sick. I had a head cold in December, and the past 2 days I had another little head cold, but it was nothing. I feel better today. But I have a half-year-old daughter, and my boyfriend's a heavy asthmatic, and they haven't gotten sick.
Well, let's hope you put another $230,000 on that truck. Thank you for calling us, Jen. Appreciate it. We'll take a break and be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We've been doing a survey all day long, starting with the morning show. I like it because we get a lot of respondents to that survey. And today is about testing. Have you been tested? Are you going to be tested for COVID-19 or the antibodies or maybe both? And the secondary question, should churches be moved up on the pecking order? They're listed in last place, fourth phase, and can't figure out why. It can't be that hard to cordon off a church. That should be pretty easy, I'm thinking. But no, it did not happen. And I'm thinking, I'm not hearing any complaints from the churches themselves. Some from I know Reverend Pridgen is very upset about it, as well he should be. I have not heard a lot of blowback on that. You would think the Catholic Church, for instance, with a bishop, even a temporary bishop that we have now, would have written some kind of letter or note showing a plan on how to get a church ready and how to configure it to keep you kosher. Hey, I mixed two religions there, but no, apparently not. And I mentioned yesterday. Lots of people in the history of man have died for their religious beliefs. And yet I don't see much of a pushback from the Catholic Church. I don't know about the rest. They're not as visible, certainly a lot of them. I think just the super churches, the ones where, you know, you drive by and it looks like a Bills game in the parking lot, they might have to do a little bit more accommodation, but anybody and all of them should be accommodated, and it should move up. Let's go to Daryl on line one in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy.
Hello, Daryl.
I got a long list for you this morning.
Okay.
Did you wish your lady friend happy birthday?
Bernadette? Did I wish her happy birthday?
Lady friend.
My other lady? I have other lady friends? How friendly are they?
I'm trying not to avoid because they said her age and everything last night on TV.
They said her age last night on TV.
Penny.
Who?
Penny.
Oh, Penny Wolfgang. Yeah, we wished Penny a happy birthday.
Okay.
Well before they had the drive-by party and everything. We wished it to her on the air. I wouldn't dare not do it, or she'd have me thrown in irons.
I know. Well, that's why, if you admit, I'd seen that, and I says, I wonder if he did.
No, I did it before. I actually wished it before the drive-by there. So
okay.
I'm glad you're looking out for Penny's welfare. Believe me, she does a good job looking out for her own.
Okay, let's go down the list. Are you on any kind of vitamins?
Here, I'll have to ask. Am I on any kind of vitamins?
Calcium.
Yeah. Calcium, magnesium. Oh, science project, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Now, I found out through my doctor why we had the big epidemic at the nursing home in Albion.
Why is that?
It came through the rental. They do rental nurses, and you don't get the same ones every day.
Well, wouldn't those nurses, rental or not, be qualified?
Well, qualified, but they're going from one place to another, and that would...
Oh, I see. They're moving from one point to another. I understand what you're saying now.
Okay. All right. Now, getting back to churches and maybe your wedding. Try an outside venue with a large pavilion where you can do it outdoors.
Yeah, we talked about an outside pavilion because the only problem is then you're at the mercy of the rain gods.
Well, that was why I said with a large pavilion.
Yeah. Now, we could you could get a large tent and have it done up very nicely, but the rain really kind of spoils everything if you're outside.
Right.
And keep in mind, I'm marrying the woman who was in charge of the Dingus Day parade. So for a week before the Dingus Day actual parade, she was outside looking up at the sky. So we don't want to have to do that on the wedding day.
Okay. Now.
But it'll be the greatest day of her life because she's marrying just a super guy. Who could ask for more than this?
Does she still tell you you look cute in your jeans every morning?
She does. She does. She's very nice.
You are.
5 compliments a day, I get.
She's a keeper.
Okay, Daryl, I got to run. Thank you. Good talking to you. Let's take a break. I know we're about a minute early, but I thought that a good time right now on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see. Oh, our friend, you talk about sunshine. We've just been introduced to Ann from Buffalo. She's online, too. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
I'm not going to rant today.
Oh, we're still getting over yesterday's rant. That was very strong.
You know, as far as the churches is concerned, or the houses of God is concerned, we have to look at 2 issues here. The first issue, whether or not where you work in it, because so many pastors, they work in places where they really can't or shouldn't, or they have reservations about speaking out about certain things.
Okay.
And then we have those that most of them, I remember when this first came out, all the pastors of the book of them, they was all on the radio telling their people where you send your tithes and your offerings to P.O. Box this and P.O. Box that. Or maybe a deacon, if he's close by, he can go and pick it up. And that's what we live in, and that's what was going on with that as well, and it's still going on. Because let me tell you something. It's money. A lot of stuff when it's coming out of the church is at the house of God. It's about money. They run, they drive around in their big rich cars and live out in the country somewhere, and other people just riding the bus. You know, I don't have a problem with that. That's what you want to do if you want to give away your money. But the Bible tells you about tithing and they've been talking about timing for a long time. But I think that if you're going to do something, it's a way to do anything, and you're supposed to speak up. There's a scripture in the Bible that tells you about authority, that you're supposed to do watch whatever your authority says. But, you know, I talked to my pastor yesterday, and we had a different opinion of it. But, you know, he know more than me, because I read the Bible, but there's so much that I don't know about the Bible, and I don't try to profess that I know a lot about the Bible.
Well, there's something in there that fits right into what you're talking about, and that is Jesus and the money changers in the temple. Yes. So there's a lot of lessons in there.
That's right, and you know, and so that has a lot to do with it as well. But I had said, if I hadn't heard any pastor speaking out on it, I was going to put something on Facebook. But just in a vision with that, you said he had said something. I won't do that. I'll wait and see what the rest of them do. But we have to be very, very careful, Sandy. We really do. And, you know, and I don't know, I just feel it. And, you know, from just reading the Bible, that prophecy is being fulfilled. Way back in the days of Genesis, way back now, when God got mad with folks, when he got mad with those people for disobeying him, he spanked them. He put plagues on them, and he did this, and he did that. And it's been a long time since we've been spanked.
Wow. Yeah, I hope this is the last one for a long time. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Ann. Have a great day, and maybe talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We like Ann. Hey, we got time, too, for Mary from Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. I like that Ann.
Yeah, I do, too. She speaks her mind and knows what she wants, so we like to put her on the air. What's going on today with you, Mary?
The question is about the church being
in the fourth phase instead of further up, yes.
And I also mentioned, like, I touched on something that with my pastor. I was in church one day, and, of course, there was no service. I was just saying my prayers, and he happened to be in there. And I says, when are they going to open? And he says, well, you know, all this stuff. So I says, you know, there's such a thing like what Ann was touching on. Man should, you know, God, they shouldn't make rules. Like, I said, why is the church doing what the government wants? They are the church. They shouldn't be, you know, about what the government tells them what to do.
Yeah, if they wanted to stand up, the government's not going to go in there breaking down the door telling them that they're breaking the rules, if they want to stand up for it. But they've got to be pretty confident that nothing negative is going to come out of that. And that's why I don't think we're seeing a lot of pushback. Reverend Pridgen has expressed his displeasure because he, of course, has his own congregation. But I haven't heard a lot of pushback on this.
But the thing is, what my point is, it's just like, Ann, people have a choice. If you want to go to church, you'll go to church. If you don't want to go to church, if you're afraid of this, then don't go. And I don't go for all this separating, because I think that is the biggest casualty of all this, is separating people, you know, even at like a football, you know, or games, you know, in public. Oh, you can watch them on the field. All this 6-foot separation, I think that has been the biggest casualty, because that is more control over people. You can't, you know, there's no more, you know, real congregation, can't get together and talk, sit at a dinner or whatever, and just...
Well, we had a doctor on this morning, not us, but the morning news team had a doctor on who was talking about Donald Trump taking that drug, and he said the best possible way to fight this, what we're going on now, this COVID-19, is a mask. So that's it. He says a mask. But the separation part, I've heard a lot of people comment that was probably very helpful.
I have a question, though, about, I called, you know, somebody, maybe one of your sports people could find out. They keep saying, you know, in the fall, maybe football, and maybe, you know, these things, games will come back and everything. But how are you going, isn't by definition, football, basketball, and baseball, these are contact sports. What are the people on the field, if they're going to be playing, Are they going to be 6 foot apart?
Well, that's the key. The president specified that they could come back, but no audience. So that takes care of them. But the people on the field are definitely as close as you can get, short of being married to each other.
And they're not going to just automatically just go open the season. Are they in training now? And what are they doing in training? Are they?
I think we're going to hear that they'll be going to camp. They have to get into shape. They can't just walk on the field. And I have no idea what's going on with hockey or baseball.
How are they going to do that? You know, how are they going to stay 6 feet apart and train?
Yeah, well, I don't think they can. To be honest with you, part of training is catching a ball, kicking a ball, you know, the defensive and offensive line within inches of each other.
Right.
I don't know how that could work. I really don't.
It's really.
And if some player who tests negative suddenly gets it, then there'll be all hell to pay.
That's right, exactly. But another thing, my husband is saying that how the heck long is this going to last? I mean, this can't last forever, and they're reconfiguring everything. Why don't they just do temporary and just, like, you know, a baby gets weaned, you don't just stop them and just, you have to gradually, why not gradually in restaurants, instead of reconfiguring all the seating and stuff, just start moving the tables together, let people sit at the table, and then allowing in stadiums and stuff like that. Not this plastic shield between every freaking thing, because this isn't going to last forever. And
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. It isn't, and I'm glad it isn't. And I understand your frustration. I'm sure you share it with a lot of people.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mary from Lancaster.
Now, Sandy, you're talking about you know, how they're going to be able to safely, at least with football. And I know from what I'm reading, they're designing a face mask or something that would be worn under the face mask that would protect the players.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, so, you know, some good could come of all this innovation, because everybody's looking for their angle to help the situation and to become an instant millionaire when you come up with the right mask or the right drug or whatever, because we got to get through this thing. We can't let it drag on. Nobody's given any indication of the length of how long an event like this would be. Would it be 6 months, a year, 10 years, 100 years, who knows? And I've not heard anybody even try and guess that.
I think a big factor is going to be the sun, the heat that we get in the South. Reading this morning that, you know, a lot of the southern states are not seeing an increase, and that could be because of the sun and heat.
You know what else it could be? It could be the rain, the park, and other things. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 after another Cow Sills reference. How hip is this show? We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.